USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A man accused of shooting two St. Louis police officers late yesterday has been taken into custody after a nearly 12-hour standoff. Police say they were responding to a call about shots fired when they heard shots themselves. The police chief says a 29-year-old officer was shot in the head, now in very critical condition. The gunman then shot another officer in the leg. Police say the gunman then ordered a couple out of their home and barricaded himself inside again for about 12 hours. A man was shot and killed during protests in downtown Portland, Oregon last night. Police there say it happened as hundreds of vehicles in a pro-President Trump caravan drove through the city and some involved clashed with counter-protesters. Police are not releasing information on the suspect. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.